Brighton Festival 2018.
And a dance event for everyone is taking place on Saturday. Dance the Nelken Line is a community come dance performance. It's created by German choreographer Pina Bausch, and it celebrates the four seasons. It's taking place on Saturday evening on the seafront, and we'll be talking to two of the participants in just a tick. First of all, let's hear a little snippet of the Nelken Line.
Spring,
summer,
autumn,
winter,
falling leaves,
spring grass, small.
Hey, dance the Nelken Line.
Well, there is a flavour of the Nelken Line. You may or may not have got what it was from that, so I think we ought to find out really what the Nelken Line is all about. It's been put together by Brighton Dance Company 3Score, and we're joined by two of the participants, Vicky Crowther and Saskia Herrods. Have I said your name correctly?
Yes, Herrods.
Herrods, okay. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Reverb. Good to have you here. So tell us a bit about the Nelken Line dance. How does it work?
It was the one that we're doing is an extract from the piece that was choreographed by Pina Bausch in the early 80s called Nelken. And when I was actually luckily able to be there, when the Pina Bausch Dance Company came over to Sadler's Wells in the early 80s, they performed this piece coming through the audience and up onto the stage, and I was entranced. I just thought, they are connecting with the audience, it's sense of humour, it's very simple, and I love the repetitive piece. And it's one of the main reasons that got me wanting to do contemporary dance.
So this is a dance where people take a line and they have certain movements and they're all doing the movements together.
Yes, yes, and they're very. How can I put it? They seem simple, but in fact they're not, are they? As most simple movements are. So during the festival, it was about Thursday last week. We had the festival set up four rehearsals, which Jason Keenan Smith, our rehearsal director, 3Score Dances rehearsal director, led to teach everybody. We had about 100 people who were taking part on Saturday coming along and learning the four movements.
Vicky Crowther, you're one of the people taking part in this piece as well. Did you know about the Nelken Line before this?
Well, no, I didn't. And I just, something came into my Facebook and I thought, this is just so 3Score. We can do this. So I sent out a thing to all our colleagues, and everybody got very enthusiastic, and we decided, yeah, we would do this. And so the culmination is Saturday.
Now, I watched a few videos, because there's people all around the world that have done this thing. It's sort of a strange hidden subculture of doing the Nelken Line dance all around the world in different places, in the rain, in Korea. I mean, it's just amazing. But you've actually have to learn the exact moves. Everyone's doing the same moves, and you learn that from a video, do you? Is that how it works?
Yes. So we are lucky enough to have Jason going over and over and over it with us, who he's our teacher. But everybody else has looked on the video and has learnt it and then come maybe to some rehearsals. And it's a very, they're very quiet gestures. And the movement is very slow. And when you put them together, It's just lovely. It's just a wonderful celebration of Pina Bausch.
When I saw some of the videos, I thought almost it's kind of like Indian dancing with very, very gentle hand movements.
Yes, we have to keep the fingers alive because they're grass, and spring is that the grass is very, very small, and then the grass is growing tall.
So you raise your hands
with the
up.
Sun shining down on us that summer, and autumn the leaves are falling gently off the trees. There's the tree, one arm up.
So Saskia's demonstrating by holding her arms up and her fingers out in very slow-moving manners above her head and in front of her, like plants and trees. Is that
so? That's right. Grass growing and leaves. And then it's winter, and we're cosy underneath our duvets.
And this is all done to a special piece of music. So it's done to Louis Armstrong's West End Blues. Why that particular piece of music?
It just seems perfect, doesn't
it? Yes, it does. I don't know why, but the two match each other really, really well.
Well, I think we ought to have a listen to it, actually. And maybe, while you're in the studio, maybe you can do some of the movements for us and we'll see how it goes. Let's have a little blast of it. Going on, we've had Vicky and Saskia doing the hand movement. So I guess the music itself, it's kind of a walking pace. I guess that's why
it's a good walk.
And you do the hand movements as you go along. So we saw the grass there with your hands being very expressive, and we saw the tree with your arms up, the leaves falling as your hands swoop down. I'm getting it. When it goes with the music, I'm really getting it. Is this a dance or a movement that anybody can do?
Absolutely anybody can do it. Children can do it. People with disabilities can come and do it. We've got a signing person to help with that. And older people like us can do it. Young teenagers, everybody.
Everybody can do it.
It's very inclusive.
Tell us then a little bit more about your dance company, which is Threescore, because you've done a lot of interesting modern dance, but there's something very special about the company because it's actually for older people.
Yes, it was set up for people over the age of 60. And it was open when we started to anybody who was interested. So you didn't have to have danced before in your life, but we did have auditions. So if somebody was actually very clearly, what do you say, two left feet.
That's me. Yes.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had me, for example. I was thrown out of the Beggar's Opera chorus line in a school play because I couldn't march in time.
Or were unable, you know, because they might still be working, which many people are, to commit themselves.
But also, we couldn't have someone who clearly had got dance training. Mm.
That's
so
interesting.
Because we've come from the community, we can't. We needed to be part of the community so that people could see that older people can dance.
So how many people are involved in the event that's taken place on Saturday?
Almost 200.
What? It's going to be massive.
Yes. We're hoping it'll be the longest one submitted to the Pina Bausch Foundation's website.
So you video it, you send it in?
Brighton Festival is videoing it.
Great.
And sending it in, yes.
Amazing. Mm. So you better tell us then how people can see it, because I guess you've got all the dancers now. You don't need more people kind of pitching up on the day and like trying to hijack it or trying to skive in through the back door.
We'd love people to come and watch it, but we've now got our participants.
Great.
So, but if people come along and watch it, that would be wonderful.
So tell us the time and where people can go to see the Nelken line, maybe even then do their own Nelken line.
Yes, exactly. You know, people might do it on the beach or up above on the pavement for all we know, because we just want to dance to it. It's going to be at 6:30. There's going to be a rehearsal initially, which I think also would be fun to watch. Starting at what time, Vicky, is it?
I think from 5:30 onwards.
So this is on Saturday?
Yes.
This Saturday, so the 19th.
How long does the actual performance last that's at 6:30? So if you go down there at 6:40, is it likely to have finished then?
Not with 200 people, it's not.
Well, I think we're aiming for about 15 minutes.
Okay.
Finishing at the Peace Statue.
So starting off by the I-360?
Mm-hmm.
Great. So Vicky Crowther and Saskia Harris, thank you, from Three Score Dance, dancing the Nelken Line Saturday night, 6:30. Get there an hour early and you can see them rehearsing. Maybe even have a little go yourself on the side up on the prom while you're watching them. 6:30, and it starts off by the I-360, heading to the Peace Statue. It's going to be the biggest Nelken Line dance in the world ever, and it's happening in Brighton.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.